Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ragnar Heil. Welcome to my channel. And today we're going to have a live demonstration how to integrate Microsoft Teams with Salesforce based on Microsoft Graph API. And I've got two guests invited from the company in Germany called QCOM. We have the managing director, Andreas Rosen, and a software developer, Dominik Lai, with me. And I'm very happy that they're going to show you this very new hot update. So welcome, Dominik and Andreas. Great to be here. So please tell us a little bit about the demo you would like to show us in a few seconds.
Yes, so thank you, Ragnar, for the chance to present our ideas. We know each other a longer time. You're one of the reasons why we started to look in graphs. Thank you.
That's a big pleasure.
Yeah, it took us a little while to get familiar. So don't think because one API, you understand the others. But we have to say thank you to the team, for the graph community team. They are very helpful even for people like us to help to get started with Teams. And now we are in the nice position that we can also tell about using Teams for other people, using SharePoint Online. So what we want to show today is a little bit of the idea of how to use your SharePoint or your Teams sites in a structured way. So we're using for structure our Salesforce CRM. So we're using day-to-day procedures, like having a new account, having a new opportunity, and you as a sales manager want that everything is saved in the right position. You don't want to search the stuff. You don't want to have it laying around. You want to have something that is proper organized. And for this, the Graph API is perfect tool. And yeah, let's start with Dominik.
So that means that in my role as a sales partner channel manager, I can save with your solution clicks. I can spend I'm going to spend in the future less time with searching, switching applications. Everything is going to be faster because you are going to improve my sales workflow because I'm using Salesforce, I'm using Microsoft Teams and so on. And you're going to help me here to save time.
Yeah. And to if we don't make it easy for your colleagues, they don't use it. You can say as a sales manager what you want. You only get it when it's more easy to do it than not to do it. So you have to be, the convenient app to make things happen. And you as a sales manager or owner of the whole process will get, I will get information about all my prospects and the cases laying in the right directions are indexed by the same APIs from SharePoint. So everybody who has the right to see the data can find the data in the future. So data only gets value when it's reachable. So when it's out of the silo. So we have to make sure that we don't start another silo.
And that's definitely one of my favorite topics, collaboration and communication around sales opportunities. So not just be a lonesome writer somewhere and just work on your opportunity on your own, but really increase the efficiency, increase the success by working in a team. And therefore, we have Teams. And I'm very curious to find out when Dominik is going to show us now how to embed and how to include it.
Yeah, the last sentence, Dominik. Everything you see here, we do today from Salesforce. Okay, that's our game. But everything we do here, you can do from every other platform you can program. So what we're showing here is using your Microsoft investment as your backend. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dominik.
That's very important. So even if we talk about Salesforce, now in this video could also be an integration of any other kind of CRMs or other kind of third-party line of business tools. So Salesforce is here just an example because the Microsoft Graph is so rich that you can have multiple different ways of integrations. And QCOM are very experienced Graph API partner. And currently they have built it obviously for Salesforce, but if there is interest on your side, they're open for other kind of integration projects.
We help, we like to share.
So please tell us, where are we currently now? I already know that we are in the lead section of Salesforce, But please lead us through the workflow and tell us how we're going to start here.
Yes, that's totally correct. And Ragnar, thanks from my side for having us today.
It's a pleasure.
For our demo today, we are starting at a brand new lead record within Salesforce that just came in. And first off, we want to convert this lead record to a separated contact and an account. So it will give us the name of the account and also Miss Berta Boxer as a contact. And for this, we don't want to create an opportunity right away, but we will do this in a later step. So it's basically just a one-click solution, and we have our account as well as our contact. Let's dive into the brand new account record. And what we see to the right here is that with the creation of the account record, it automatically resulted in creating a specified folder structure within SharePoint Online. And to be specific, in a dedicated document library that is in SharePoint. So for our new account, we have a dedicated set of subfolders. And we could do different stuff with it. We are now free to either upload files to these folders right away, or to maybe share something with Berta, which has now a dedicated contact record as well. But I think for our demo today, we first want to create a new opportunity and just give it a proper name, Farmers of Florida Opportunity. Give it a stage of prospecting and a close date to maybe set to January 31st. Okay, great. When we now step into the opportunity, we see that as well on the opportunity, we have our own set of subfolders right here. And what we now want to do is share some documents with Berta. And to do this in the first place, we want to upload some files to it. And give me some product information, a price list, and a data sheet. We provide a multi-file upload that also supports versioning. So if we have updated product information or a data sheet, we just can't upload it to the same subfolder, and it would version the file automatically. And here we are. So the files are immediately available. And I think the next step we want to do is let Berta participate or read the documents that we just uploaded to the folder. And for that, we go into our drop-down menu, click on Share, and select Berta as our contact. Maybe give her a nice little message. Please participate in this resources. Give her edit right so she can upload some of the files of her own, and invite her to participate in this subfolder. And it is to mention that this is not working with any guest users access or maintaining any guest credentials on your Microsoft tenant, but it's just an external sharing that is based on Berta's external email address.
Okay. But that's something which is usually fine, because in my world, we usually only work in Salesforce with our internal sales team, and not with externals and vendors and partners and customers.
Yeah, that's totally correct. And if you're talking about like a lot of customers and a lot of partners that comes into place with sharing documents and stuff, you don't want to maintain like a hundreds or maybe a thousands of guest user credentials.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is exactly what we're shooting for.
Yeah, and sometimes sharing just a folder is then inviting somebody into a team is much too much. So we want to keep it in levels that is what it's planned for. If you invite somebody to a team, yes, you should do it if you do a project or you have a lot of things, but not just to share some the first information. So
what's going to be a very focused work. So here you're only inviting into a sharing process of this opportunity or this account or this lead, but not the whole complete. You don't have to invite this person into the whole team. Yeah.
Yeah, and they run through all the processes of maintaining these accounts and etc. Because if you give a login to your tenant, you give more away than you maybe want.
Absolutely. No, that's a very good point. And otherwise, people just end up, and at the end, people just end up being part of 50 teams where they only have a very minor role and they just need to upload and edit some documents, but they are part of 50 teams, which is too confusing. So this is very focused here. I like
it. Yes, exactly. And in often we're talking about like confidential documents that are shared with our customers, investors, or partners. And we don't want to like finely granulate the read and maybe edit permissions within a Microsoft team. And that is why in this demo, at least, we focused on a back end of a document library. And just sharing personal spaced folders, like this shared document folders that is specifically created for this opportunity right here.
Great.
And in the meantime,
Yes, please go on.
I just wanted to point out that in the meantime, I refreshed the record one time. Mm-hmm. And after we initiated the external sharing with Berta, we also put down a past task on the record itself to
that's very nice.
To keep track of what resources was shared with whom.
That's a very nice usage of Salesforce task.
Salesforce task, the documentation. The other thing was just the email sending out the sharing. That is all done with one call. So thank you to the graph team. We just use the infrastructure, so we don't create an email. We just ask for an email, and all the security, like the login, the token game, it's all done by the SharePoint Online team, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel to embed it as a customer. Yeah, where we had some funny moments where, let's say, you can see that we show a folder, and when in the moment people see a folder, they want to do what they can do with folders. So we were happy that we could show you a structure, and they were coming. The first question is, can I upload something here? And to be honest, you maybe know that Salesforce has an upload limit. You can only upload small files. As we load the data through Salesforce into SharePoint, you have only the SharePoint limit. So you can upload a 50 megabyte file with it gets sliced. It took some time, but it ends up on your SharePoint site. So we are away from the Salesforce limit in handling of files.
And now I'm getting really excited because all the beauty of SharePoint as a document management system, like with the versioning and workflow approval things, and also the new knowledge management things around SharePoint syntax and Project Cortex are also part of it. So it's not only like file sharing and file uploading, there is so much more research experience and so on, mobile apps. As a SharePoint geek, I'm already convinced.
Yeah. Please, we plan to integrate the new search API for on the contact, because we tested a little bit around. It's nice, let's say, when you stay on a contact that you could see what kind of mails you send it with that person without putting them into the CRM. So what is in your own basket and what kind of events you made when they are not synced. So when you play with the graph API, it's a little bit endless. You come from one point to the next point and they're coming up with a new feature. Yeah, it's a learning curve, but it's a real hidden gold.
It's worth it.
You paid for it. It's your infrastructure. It's clear who you are, so all the rights are delegated. So we're using here delegated right in the most times. So you don't have to think about all these securities, how long is the file kept in SharePoint. It's all done from a central perspective. And we just, we can use and do to optimize your work and give it a give it an easy structure. Because that's at least my generation is still used to think in structures. We are not absolutely so happy with just taking a file and believe we can find it again. So if we know that where is how does customers' data look like, and so we can walk along. We can walk along the files and say it should be in here.
And in the worst case, when something cannot be found, the search API is going to help because everything is powered by the Graph API. Yeah,
exactly.
So we have definitely a hidden gem here in this beautiful treasure vault called Microsoft Graph.
Yeah, and I'm also looking to bring some more knowledge. So now we connected the files. The files are now connected to business cases. We could also figure out which of these cases were winners. So suddenly we could tag files about what was the result. If there is a PowerPoint laying around, was it part of a winner or part of a... So the knowledge management are pretty open because we have the structure. We know why the files are there. We know the sales case, the service case, and the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's a full life set. Super.
We have, please. I think, one little extra for the Teams people.
Okay, great. One last thing.
Yes. I think to come to a proper ending with our first customer engagement, we maybe want to create a new event and get in touch with Berta. So I select her and say qualification of farmers of Florida. And in Salesforce, we just flag it as a Microsoft Teams meeting. Give her some proper time to get ready and prepared for the meeting.
And if you win this opportunity, please make sure to invite me to Florida. I cannot wait to travel to the US again.
I make sure, yes.
I miss traveling so much.
So that's the biggest problem. You don't meet by purpose. We always have to find something to. And here we wanted to make sure to see we can keep the people in the place where they work. So he creates the event. He has now the Teams meeting included. However, this event is synced to the right mail platform. We don't care. It's done. Going into the Outlook client and figuring out you don't have Berta's address, that's the wrong place. We are in the CRM where we know everything, where we can relate the event to the directly to the right sales case. What Dominic just didn't do, but doesn't matter.
It's so nice because sometimes, especially when you are a large company, sometimes you have one account and 10 or 20 different opportunities for one. And then you really know, what am I talking about? So is this meeting about opportunity 1 or 8 or 7 and so on?
Yeah. So we want to bring these together to keep the sales guy where he is doing his workload and not that he's jumping to SharePoint to share a file, that he's jumping to Teams just for an invitation. So he can stay where he is, where he's and continue working.
I'm also a big believer of this deep focusing topic, because if you jump into Teams, then you are likely become distracted because there are some chats going on and then you just forgot what you actually wanted to do because you are lost in 5 different Teams chats. And that's something what you can prevent here.
That is totally correct. And this is also, just to give you a hint of it, one of our big points is that you also can open a file in just one click in SharePoint. You don't want to believe how other solutions and even native Salesforce solutions works with file storage in a different backend system. So you'll probably have to click like 3 or 4 times just to open a PDF file in SharePoint. And
here it's just because people don't think that they actually looking on a API representation of a folder. They think they're looking on a folder. They don't care.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal that you should shooting for as an integrator, right? You don't want to like artificially complicate stuff for your customers just because it's an API representation of a file system. You want to give them the exact look and feel that you would expect from a DMS. So I click on a file and it opens.
Yeah. Super. Thank you so much for your time, Andreas and Dominik. Great to have you here. Good luck with your solution. All the best in 2021. Stay healthy. Have success. Looking forward to see you. Wait at this conference at a certain time.
Yeah.
Like we did in the past, but here we need to have fingers crossed.
Thanks, Ragnar. Thanks for having us and stay safe out there.
Yeah.
Super. Thank you. Bye-bye.
As soon as the Teams integration is GA, we can talk about the details.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that is definitely the next topic.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.